Elijah is at mainstream school. He's doing really, really well. He keeps coming home with certificates of good work, which is just showing me up because I was rubbish at school. But he's just a little swot, and he has an entourage of girls that welcome him in the morning. Honestly, it's hilarious. One of them gave him 3 Christmas cards because one just wasn't enough for Elijah. He brings so much joy to not just me, but to people around him. He teaches lessons that nobody else could teach. He is my teacher, he's my inspiration, and he's my little guiding star. And I want him to grow up in a world where acceptance and inclusion is the normal. Elijah has an extra chromosome and he's perfect, and I wouldn't change a wispy hair on his perfect little head.
Wendy Pockrin is Elijah's mum, and Elijah was born with Down syndrome. Tomorrow is World Down Syndrome Day. Last week, Wendy organised the 4th annual Down Syndrome Charity Gala, which aimed to raise awareness and funds for Down syndrome-related charities. Wendy explains a bit more about the misconceptions that people may have.
So misconceptions, I guess, would include that children with Down syndrome are always happy, that people with Down syndrome will never achieve anything, that they will ruin your life and will be a drain on society, and they're always ill and have huge medical conditions that they, well, some of the terminology is people suffer from Down syndrome. Nobody suffers from Down syndrome. They suffer from negativity or ignorance from other people. I mean, I've been pretty lucky in that I haven't experienced a lot of negativity. I know some people have gone through horrific experiences. A lot of midwives are trained to break the news as it's bad news. And to me, that would tell me there's something wrong with my child. There's nothing wrong with my son, Elijah. Absolutely nothing. He's perfectly healthy and perfect in every way. I know some people who have had to have counselling after the way that the news was broken to them. There are women who have been booked in for terminations without even requesting them. There are people who feel bullied into terminating despite stating they do not want to terminate under any circumstances. The list goes on. It's horrendous. And it is legal in the UK to terminate a pregnancy after a prenatal diagnosis. It's legal to terminate up to 40 weeks. So at any stage of pregnancy.
Wendy wasn't tested when she was pregnant with her son Elijah to see if he had Down syndrome or not, but worries about how things may have gone if she had been, and is concerned for other mums to be.
If, for instance, I'd had tests when I was pregnant, which thankfully I refused, I probably would have listened to the negativity and my preconceptions that I knew about Down syndrome had the medical staff been as negative as how they have been with others who have experienced this. There is a chance that Elijah wouldn't be here today, and he's my baby. He's perfect. He's, you know, I couldn't love that boy anymore. He's my world. If you took him from me, I wouldn't be here anymore. There's no way I couldn't go on.
You can find out more about World Down Syndrome Day at strayfm.com/family, and you'll be able to hear more about it right here on Stray FM tomorrow.
Our kids are perfect, and we don't think we should have to fight for our children's rights to exist, because they're human beings and we love them and we wouldn't change them.